EasyIrish.com, a podcast show where learning Irish is made easy. Here are your hosts, Antoine and Darla.
Tia Diva Harja, is Misha Darla and Tammy and Shaw Lahantana.
Tia Diva Harja.
You might notice this week that things are a little bit different with this podcast, with the jingle and the voiceover, so we're up now, aren't they? A bit, so we hope you enjoy it. We're just trying to improve things with our podcast here, so let us know what you think.
Ain't am I, Jarlif? It's very good, I have to say. It adds a wee bit of flavour to it as well, you know. People should enjoy it. One of you salt us.
Right then, so we'll crack on with tonight's lesson, Anthony.
Well, Jarlif, tonight's lesson we're going to talk about talking, speaking and listening, and how we use those in Irish. And as well as that, we'll have to use and talk about the preposition le, which means with.
Okay.
Because in Irish, when we talk with somebody. We talk with. So, but I'll just do the words first of all for talking, speaking and listening. Talking, we say, a canch, a canch. For speaking, we say, a lorch, a lorch. And for listening, we say, a geistjack, a geistjack.
Okay.
I am talking would be, ta me a canch. Now, ta me a canch, full stop, land stad. I am speaking, ta me a lorch. Full stop. I am speaking. I am listening. Ta me a geistjack. Ta me a geistjack. Now in the first two, I didn't pronounce the G and the A G. I just say a canch.
Mm-hmm.
But you hear the G with a geistjack because the G is followed by a vowel.
Ah, and that's important.
And in this lesson, we'll see more of that type of thing coming up.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'm going to do the preposition as well, and then we'll do a couple of sentences and how you'd structure your sentence.
Just using those three examples in combination with the preposition. Okay.
Yeah. So le, L-E, means with, but with me, we say lum, lum. With you is lat. Leish is with him. If you're talking to her or listening to her, you would say lay, lay. If somebody is talking to us or listening to us, they would say lin, mm-hmm. L-I-N-N, lin. If you're talking to you, plural, yous, you would say live. I am talking to yous. I can't live. And for they or them, we would say, I am talking to them, we would say law. Now, L-E-O is pronounced law in the Ulster dialect. Other places they pronounce it low, like low. But up here we say law.
Okay.
Now, the problem comes, Gerald, if you're talking to a person, a name, I am talking to Patter, or I am listening to Patter. You take the le, L-E, with,
mm-hmm.
and you just put the name after it. Le Patter.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a name which begins with a vowel, we need, like my own name, Anthony, a small hitch needs to be put in. So,
so at
when you said to me, Lahantana,
mm-hmm.
that's the correct way to say it.
Aye, at the start of the podcast, I said Tammy and Shaw, Lahantana. I actually added that little grammar rule there. So when there's a vowel, you put a small hitch, and your name was just like the capital A.
Yeah, the name is still written with a capital, but it's a small hitch
small
before.
Hitch
the example I've used here too is Anya.
Okay.
Tammy, a can't Lahonya.
Lahonya, and the pronunciation's that little different.
Put the hitch on it. Now, some people might leave it out, but it's part of the grammar, it's part of the rules, we need to put it in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just go through those again. Ta me a canch, I am talking. Ta me a lurch, I am speaking. Ta me a gesture. And as I say, those sentences are okay, provided there's a full stop coming after them.
Okay.
When you say, I am talking to you, you say, ta me a canch, lat.
Okay. That's the preposition.
That's, now, if people bear in mind, you take le, combined with to, me to, you combine them, and we end up with lat.
That's how the prepositions come about. That's how they come about.
Yeah.
So, tamia catch lat means I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Tamia catch lum, would that mean I'm talking to myself?
Yeah. Lum, right. Tamia catch lum.
It happens. It happens.
For example, listening. Tamia geistjak lat. I'm listening to you. Literally, I am listening with you. But translated into English all the time is, I'm listening to you.
Aye. Okay.
Now, it's only a matter of going down the preposition, the different persons.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do more on this later on. If you can imagine me, to, she, shin, shiv, and sheed running alongside lum, lat, lesh, lay, lin, lum, law.
The equivalents, aye. All this, we have this up on the show notes just for people to follow, because... Yeah. I know there we're getting under the thick of the prepositions, but it's just the various prepositions. And just for people on the grammar note in English, a preposition is just, it's words that we use to kind of put things into context where it's located, like it's like in, at, over, beside. Yeah. Those are all English prepositions.
Yeah.
And with is the one that we're doing tonight, and in Irish it's less. So just...
And it'll take time to get the Irish ones. But this lesson is all about talking, speaking, and listening.
Mm-hmm.
And without the preposition, there won't be much talking. Mm-hmm. Because you need, if you want to say I'm talking to somebody, you need to know the preposition, the
preposition.
With.
No problem. Now,
if you were talking to a man, to the man, or to the woman, these are just simple ones, we'll keep to these. You would say, lesh. Leishan. Now, the Irish word for man is far.
Mm-hmm.
F-H in Irish is silent. This is another little grammar rule. So we say leishanar. Leishanar.
So, when you combine the preposition with far, which is F, that's a very special one because you're just adding the H after the F this time.
Yeah. Leishanar. F hitch is silent, so we say lesh an. The an needs to be there, the article. Uh-huh. Lesh an ar.
Lesh an ar, right then.
If you're talking about a woman, the Irish word for a woman is ban.
Mm-hmm.
We say lesh an van. Lesh an van.
This is a B-hitch.
B-hitch, but again, this is stuff that we'll have to put up on the site too. Broad and slender vowels, and we'll come to that.
Alright.
In this case,
more...
E is a slender vowel. So it gets a V sound, leshan van.
So just for people to know is that in Irish, like the vowels in Irish are the same as English, is A, E, I, O, U.
Yeah.
But in Irish, there's the concept of what's known as a slender vowel and a broad vowel.
Yeah.
They're basically speaking like ones are thin, ones are fat. Yeah.
That's A, O, and U are considered broad.
Broad, okay.
And I and E are considered slender.
Slender. And that's just
we can post this up on the site as well, and people will know.
And people will know. So just with the word in Irish for woman is ban, which is like B-E-A-N. And then when you say...
Leshan van.
Leshan van, talking with the woman, it takes on the hitch.
Mm-hmm.
But that B-hitch can either be two sounds depending... what the following vowel is.
Yeah.
So in this case, it's B-H-E-I-N. Mm-hmm. So it takes on like a V sound.
Mm-hmm.
So B-H is like, so it's van. Mm-hmm. But sometimes...
If it's a broad vowel, it gets a W sound.
W sound.
If
so
it's A-O and U, it nearly always gets a W sound.
W sound. So let me see. So if it's with the woman, it would be listen van. But if it's... can you think of an example with a broad?
Listen boy.
Boy,
the word for boy is buha.
Buho.
Leishan Wuho.
Leishan Wuho. So that just shows you that how the importance of the slander and abroad. Now, we'll put us all up on the site. It'll take a while if you're new to it to get used to it, because Irish is a very prepositionary language. Anyways, that's what gives it its flavour, I guess.
We've already touched on the sensations, the emotions. Mm-hmm. Tabrón orm, we use the preposition or air, orm art air. And as well as that, we have, to have, egg, ogum, ogut, and so on. We've already covered those. So this is just an extension of these.
An extension, and building on what we know before, so...
Yeah. Now, if you're asking the question, are you talking? Are you talking to me? In Irish, you would say, I'm wool to. I'm wool to. I can't slum. Are you talking to me?
Ah, I can see a lot of people would do the Robert De Niro in front of the mirror, that one.
That's exactly it. And
you talking to me? You talking to me?
Are you talking to me? I'm wool to it. I'm wool to. I can't slum. If you are talking to me, ta. If you're not, kneel. So that's the verb to be again. We're using the verb to be again here in the present tense. And will to, are you? But I'm will to a canch. Now, to our listeners, we could say, I'm will shiva geisha. Lynn, are you listening to us? Or are you listening with us?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The answer, the positive answer would be ta. The negative answer, neil.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm will to a canch. Ta. Ta me a canch lesh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm talking to him. If you want to say, yes, I'm talking to her, ta, ta me canch le. And again, if you're not talking, if you're not speaking, it's just neil, neil me canch, neil me lorch, neil me geistja. And some people would say that to people, neil, neil me geistja glad, neil me, I'm not listening to you. That's more or less it, Gerlif.
Hi.
Unless you want to do the quiz now and just ask people questions on it.
Okay. So, number one then, Anthony. I'm going to ask, how do you say it in Irish? I'm going to read it in English, and how, and I want everyone at home there, they're listening there, to say it in Irish if they can. So, number one, how would you say, I am talking to her in Irish? I am talking to her. Okay. And then number two. I am listening to them. I am listening to them. How would you put that in Irish? And then the last one. Are you talking to him? Is the question form. Are you talking to him? How would you put that in Irish? Okay, so let's check the answers then, Antona. So number one,
Gerlif, I am talking to her. So you take your ta me a canch, and you would just run down your preposition, lum, lat, leish, to lay, and you would say, ta me a canch, lay, I am talking to her.
Okay.
Right.
So good stuff if you've got that correct. Number two, Antona.
I am listening to them. So this time we look at listening and we say, ta me a geistiach, ta me a geistiach. And we go down to they or them. We go right down the preposition. Lum, let, leish, lay, lin, live, law. So we say, ta me a geistiach, law.
Okay.
I'm listening to them.
So good stuff. Have you got that one correct? And the last one is the question one.
The question we asked was, how would you say, are you talking to him? So, are you, we say, I'm will to a canch leish. Again, I'm will to a canch, lum let leish. So, if you're talking about yourself, it's lum, me, lum, to, let, she, le, plus the she becomes leish, and we say, I'm all to a canch leish. So,
okay.
I'm all to a canch leish.
So, good stuff if you got that right. And if you've got all three right, congratulations, you're well on your way. And as I say, we've got the last notes up there, because I think there with the just a little grammar points in that there, it could be a bit tricky if you're just new to it. Right then, sure, we'll move on to the phrase of the week, Antoinette.
The phrase of the week, where we're talking about talking and speaking and listening, but this one is more or less to tell us to be quiet and not talk too much. It's na haber smid. Na haber smid, which literally, don't say a word.
Don't say a word.
Don't say a word.
So if you're telling a good piece of gossip there, don't say a word.
Keep it a secret. Na haber smid.
You didn't hear it from me.
Na haber smid. Eh?
No bother. No, that's a useful one then.
Well, I'll say it again, Gerlach, just to be sure. Na haber smid.
Na haber smid. Don't say a word.
The word smid, S-M-I-D, can mean a syllable, can mean a word, it can mean a breath, it can mean a puff. But in this case, it's don't say a word.
Or don't. Sometimes you hear don't breathe a word. Or
don't breathe a word about it.
Don't breathe a word about it.
So...
No, that's good.
That's a fairly useful one.
All right, that's a good one. Oh, Shanae, then, up there. So, Gourmet and my Ugud, Antoinette.
Gourmet
and sure, Gourmet and my Ugud, for everyone listening at home, I hope you enjoyed the lesson. Don't be put off too much with the grammar now. We're easing the grammar in it, but it's a necessity, and it's something that just comes with practice.
Yeah. And if anybody's any queries or questions, send them in.
Send them in, and we'll be happy to get back to you. Okay, so, slán agus banad.
Slán agus banad a hard job.